206-245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Friends and listeners, the funeral services for Michael Corbin will be held Thursday, March the 27th at 10 a.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church, 4377 Utica Street, just west of Tennyson. You can call 303-455-1664 for more information. Donations can be made to the Michael Corbin Memorial Fund at any First Bank branch.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest doesn't seem to have shown up, so we will welcome your calls at 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you're out there, why, give us a call. And what can we talk about this morning? Well, should we talk about the background of the wars that America has been in? What most people don't understand, most people love their country, as I do. And most people are quite willing to fight for this country, as I am and as I have for many years. But people do not understand that a very wicked group of people, small but well-organized and well-financed, has seized control of our government and for over 100 years has been promoting this idea of empire. And that is where America's military and finances will work to bring about a one-world government. No loyalty to America, but using the blood of our soldiers and inflicting terrible suffering on people throughout the world. And really, this all started back in at the time of the Spanish-American War. But nobody ever mentions the American-Filipino War, which was an outgrowth of the Spanish-American War in 1898. Where American troops went into the Philippines, replacing the ruthless Spanish government, which the people were trying to overthrow. And we killed American troops, were responsible for the death of between 200,000 and 1,500,000 Filipinos, at least according to the article in Wikipedia, and I think it's right, as our troops moved in and simply slaughtered any Filipinos who resisted America's benevolence and bringing them tyranny. And people just can't imagine American troops would do that, but American military does what it's told. And maybe that's one of the difficulties with the American military, is it has become totally subservient to the ruling elite. And there were people back in 1898, like William Randolph Hearst and a few of the people who worked with him, who were totally dedicated to this idea of world government. And this was the beginning, this was the stepping stone towards America's manifest destiny, towards building America's empire. There was no reason for America to go into World War One, other than the fact that J.P. Morgan purchased the editorial policy of a number of American newspapers. And, of course, Congressman Oscar Calloway got up and told the story. And in Congress, be glad to send any of you out there a copy of the speech he gave from the Congressional Record. And basically, they knew that if they could control 25 newspapers, why they could and control their editorial policy, they could control what the American people thought, because so many of the American people actually got their news indirectly from those 25 newspapers. And, of course, they plunged America into World War One by propagandizing us about all the horrible atrocities carried out by the Germans, none of which were true. But as they say in war, the first casualty is the truth. Well, who do we have on the line? Is that Warren?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi, Warren. So good to have you with us. Well, certainly Warren Smith is a good friend of ours. He writes on many subjects dealing with religion. And he called me the other day and said he'd like to come on and get on all of our programs, because there are things that are taking place within the church today that are of deep concern to him and should be of concern to every one of you, because what we're told in Second Thessalonians, the second chapter, that before the man of sin is revealed, and of course that's the Antichrist, why there will be a great falling away from the church. And believe me, you're told, oh, you can't lose your salvation. Once saved, always saved. Well, an awful lot of people are leaving the church. And when we get back, we'll begin talking to Warren Smith. I promise you a fascinating program. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results.
Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Friends and listeners, the funeral services for Michael Corbin will be held Thursday, March the 27th at 10 a.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church, 4377 Utica Street, just west of Tennyson. You can call 303-455-1664 for more information. Donations can be made to the Michael Corbin Memorial Fund at any First Bank branch.
We're going to talk about this morning.
Yeah, I was trying to call Dr. Stan. Nobody answered. If you're wondering why I was a little bit late, Course in Miracles, Oprah, A New Earth, Eckhart Tolle, just a lot of the stuff that's being put out, New Age stuff.
Well, we've only got an hour, so you take off.
Okay, I will. Are we on the air right now?
We are on the air right now.
Oh, okay.
Oprah is doing a terrible disservice to everybody, but she has an agenda. That's why she's on CBS, which is basically a front for the dark side of our society. You can see there the little logo down the right lower quadrant of the screen, that thing that looks like an eye, that's an occult emblem. And, of course, CBS is an occult radio station, and Oprah is their princess. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, as you know, we've done programs in the past. I was involved and heavily involved in the New Age movement. I was completely deceived by that whole idea that we are all one because we're all God. It sounds preposterous to people who know the Bible, but there's a spirit world that really gives you a good feeling in doing all this, and there are so many teachings that are coming across to public avenues like Oprah. And the thing that I got involved in, Dr. Stan, was A Course in Miracles. This is supposedly new revelation from Jesus, a Columbia University psychologist by the name of Helen Schuchman back in 1967 heard an inner voice say, or actually it was back in 65, heard an inner voice, and this voice purported to be Jesus and said, "This is A Course in Miracles, please take notes." She did this, Dr. Stan, for 7 years. She took down everything that this dictated voice said. It was a spiritual dictator, if you want to get right down to it. And this voice purporting to be Jesus gave these teachings, and I'll just list a few. The recognition of God is the recognition of yourself. Is Jesus the Christ? Oh, yes, along with you. Do not make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross. The journey to the cross should be the last useless journey. Here's another one. The crucifixion did not establish the atonement. The resurrection did. The atonement is the final lesson that man need learn, for it teaches him that never having sinned, he has no need of salvation. He goes on to say, this Jesus, this, and by the way, the Bible warns about false Christ. Jesus warned about false Christ. Paul warned in 2 Corinthians to the Corinthians. He said, you know, if another Jesus comes along, you might just go for it. He was chiding them. Don't fall for these false Christs. Anyway, I did, Dr. Stan. I got very involved with A Course in Miracles. A number of things happened in my life to make it seem like it was meant to be. Anyway, when I got out of the New Age, when I converted and realized that the Bible was dependable and that I could accept it as God's Word, I was writing a book that was about to be published by Moody Press in 1992. Lo and behold, as we were editing my book in Chicago, Marianne Williamson, an unknown author at that time, goes on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and Oprah introduces Marianne Williamson and her book called A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles. And Oprah says that this book is the kind of book, and The Course in Miracles is the kind of teaching that can change the world. She said that she liked Williamson's book so much that she bought 1,000 copies. And she said, if it sounds like I'm trying to hype this book, I am. Well, Dr. Stan, within 3 weeks, Williamson's book was number one on the New York Times bestseller list. By the time my book came out, warning about The Course in Miracles, and of course, you know, I don't have a real big audience. I appreciate being on your show and whoever will have me on, but I don't have the kind of publicity and microphone that Oprah does. A Course in Miracles was mainstreamed back in 1992. Marianne Williamson became a national figure. Oprah basically made her who she was, and Williamson is the first to, you know, admit this. And now, at the beginning of this year, January 1st, 2008, Marianne Williamson is now teaching A Course in Miracles on Oprah and Friends XM Satellite Radio daily for an hour, teaching lessons like God is in everything that I see, my salvation comes from me, all the things that I just listed that are completely opposite and contrary to the Bible. As a matter of fact, in my book, The Light That Was Dark, From the New Age to Amazing Grace, I was studying A Course in Miracles when a number of things happened in my life to make me understand in a dramatic way that what I was doing was wrong and it was completely the opposite of what I should be doing. So my book, The Light That Was Dark, actually is a good book to give to people who are involved with A Course in Miracles, who are involved with the New Age, and it helps to show how you get pulled in, and it talks about A Course in Miracles.
And we actually carry that book. We think it's an excellent book, The Light That Was Dark. Go ahead.
Yeah, you probably noticed this, Dr. Stan. There was a lot of warnings about the New Age back in the 80s and even into the early 90s, and that just kind of faded. And one of the reasons it faded is because people like Oprah and Marianne Williamson have switched their terminology. They're now talking about a new spirituality. That's what they're calling it. I mean, if you put New Age spirituality on the blackboard and just cross out age, you get the new spirituality. And interestingly, emerging church leaders in supposedly in the Christian faith, I'm not sure what's going on with this whole emerging church movement, but for instance, Brian McLaren is talking about new spirituality. So Oprah switched gears. For years, she's been pushing and publicizing. She's been, you know, a cheerleader for New Age books. She's had people like Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson, James Redfield, all these people on TV. But now, January 1st, she switched gears, and Oprah herself actually is teaching these things through her Oprah and Friends satellite show, and now she's on the internet with Eckhart Tolle, who wrote a book called The Power of Now, and now this book, A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. It's a complete New Age book. It's totally consistent with A Course in Miracles. Eckhart Tolle quotes from A Course in Miracles. The whole philosophy is we are all one, we are all connected, because we are all God and we are all Christ. Christ is in everyone. God is in everyone.
That is Lucifer's lie. This is exactly what the serpent said in the Garden of Eden.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, I can't ridicule it too much because I bought it completely myself. One of the things that people forget is that the spirit world gives a real puff of wind behind your New Age sales. I mean, when I was reading A Course in Miracles, I felt good. As a matter of fact, my wife and I finished reading the course high on a mountain in Yosemite National Park. It was like this, you know, mountaintop experience. And after I became a believer, when I would try to read The Course in Miracles and look at it, you could feel how oppressive it was. As a matter of fact, I did an interview on television and years ago, and Ben Kinchla, who was interviewing me, had never seen the course before, and he held the book in his hands on national TV, and he said, "People, I can feel the evil in this book. People just don't realize that evil can come in the form of love and in the name of God and in the name of Jesus Christ."
And yet, if you read their literature, this is what it really is. And it does make you feel good. And, I mean, they talk about love and helping and sharing with one another, but this is really not what it's all about. Lucifer is the great deceiver. There is a supernatural realm. There are people who are in touch with the other dimension. In fact, you get into this sort of thing, you come in touch with the other dimension, and you'll be lured in. It's the greatest means of deceiving people and yet millions of Americans are involved in this today, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, my problem was I had no... When I went to church when I was a kid, it was a very liberal, kind of mainstream, lukewarm church. We didn't, you know, we talked about Jesus, you know, we sang some hymns, but I didn't understand that he died on the cross for our sins. I had no idea that was, I mean, college-educated people don't believe there's actually a deceptive spirit world and a devil. I mean, that's kind of like archaic, right? Wrong. I mean, 1 Timothy 4:1 says it all. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The false Jesus of A Course in Miracles came as an inner voice to Helen Schuckman. Helen Schuckman never fully believed what she was hearing, but she took it down and she was encouraged by her coworker, a guy named William Tetford. And that voice, I would suggest, that Jesus that contradicts everything that the Bible says about Jesus, was a seducing spirit, and he delivered A Course in Miracles, which doctrines of devils. Now, that sounds kind of strong when you read seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, but that's exactly what it was. It's a seducing spirit, came in the name of Jesus, doctrines of devils, something that opposes the Bible, A Course in Miracles. And what's so interesting is that these things are just being weaved into our society through TV, through movies, through everything, and it's all conspiring to make everybody think, well, wait a minute, how can this be? I mean, all these things are coming together. It must be God. No, it's like you said, it's Lucifer. It's the devil. I remember one time, Dr. Stan, I was running a homeless program in Northern California. We had a guy there, and we were talking to him, and he was a Christian. He said, you know, I was talking to my sister, and she said, in this modern age that we're living in, with all this technology, it's the perfect time for God to get his message out to everyone. And he told his sister, he said, yeah, he says, that's true, but you know what? He says, it's really the time when the devil's going to take advantage of all these shows. And unfortunately, a lot of what we see in terms of Christianity on television is a perversion of the faith. It ridicules and buffoons the faith by some of the things that they're teaching and saying, whereas you have some of the smoothest people in the world, as in Oprah Winfrey, laying out this new gospel, which is, frankly, New Age. I mean, that term somehow was pushed to the side, but it's always been there. It's like the tares that were planted when men slept. You know, the devil came and sowed his seed, and now they're all over the place. One of the most amazing things, I think, is that Oprah Winfrey, back in 1987, had a show on the New Age movement. And she said on that show that New Age Unity Minister Eric Butterworth, had changed her whole way of looking at life and at religion. She said that Butterworth said that Jesus didn't come to teach about his divinity, but about mankind's divinity. And the guest on the program said, Oprah, you just defined the New Age. Well, on this internet program that she is now doing with Eckhart Tolle, the very first program, she told people that if you want to know more about how to reconcile these new teachings with your Christian faith, read Eric Butterworth. But yet she's calling it a new spirituality when Eric Butterworth was used to define the term New Age back on her show in 1987. Dr. Stan, can you believe it that the very first story in Jack Canfield's Chicken Soup for the Soul series is written by none other than Eric Butterworth? The quote right before Eric Butterworth's story is by Teilhard de Chardin, who's actually called the father of the New Age movement. This stuff has worked its way, and you'll find these Chicken for the Soup books, by the way, in Christian bookstores. As a matter of fact, you probably know this, Jack Canfield's been a New Age leader for over 30 years. He wrote an article called Education in the New Age for New Age magazine, and he wrote curriculum on how to have children get in touch with their spirit guides. And now he's writing Chicken Soup for the Soul, Rekindling Your Spirit, and we have a New Age leader writing a book called Chicken Soup for the Christian Soul, being sold in Christian bookstores. I can almost hear the devil laughing in the background.
Well, of course, this is exactly what Vonda Burns does with her phenomenal book. It's been on the New York Times bestseller list for almost a year now. It's called The Secret, and her DVD is putting out. And of course, she has contacted all these leaders in the United States, you know, who know the secret. Well, the secret, of course, is, getting in touch with Lucifer through this whole idea of the the law of attraction. But, of course, one of the experts that she has on her film is none other than Jack Canfield.
Jack Canfield.
Who actually talks openly about how this method of meditation and concentration has been responsible for him amassing a tremendous fortune. And the trouble is, it does work. You can get success and wealth and fame if you tap into this dark spiritual force. Some of the richest men in the world today are involved in the occult. But you don't want to do that because, of course, a temporary wealth certainly will be replaced by an eternity of suffering. We're warned against this sort of thing in the Bible repeatedly, and yet, of course, with the leadership of Oprah on CBS, which, of course, is part of the problem, the media is being used to take people away from traditional Christianity, and the average person has no idea what's going on as, of course, we move, I fear, towards the coming of the man of sin. Go right ahead, Warren. Oh, it sounds like we're going to a break. Well, we'll get you back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network with Warren Smith.
Thing buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately and call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bile Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bile Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bile Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Warren Smith, and we do carry his books. Warren, what are those books? Would you like to get out your website? Any more information on your ministry?
You know, I have a book that is free online called Reinventing Jesus Christ, the New Gospel, and that's at reinventingjesuschrist.com. and it covers a lot of the material. I wrote the book originally after September 11th when a lot of New Age leaders poured onto television talking about how we can have world peace if we adopt New Age principles, and then I updated that. I don't have really my own website. That I just have that book on there, but I do have two books, The Light That Was Dark, as you mentioned, From the New Age to Amazing Grace, which can be given to people that are involved in this kind of thing. I wrote it so that it can be given to an unbeliever, and they can go through my deception and then see how I was shown the truth and became a believer in Jesus Christ. The other book is Deceived on Purpose, The New Age Implications of the Purpose-Driven Church. And in that book, I show how Pastor Rick Warren's purpose-driven movement has been largely fueled by a lot of the teachings of Robert Schuller. Robert Schuller, of course, had Gerald Jampolsky, the man who introduced me to A Course in Miracles when I was in the New Age. Schuller had him on his program in 2004 and recommended his books that are all based on A Course in Miracles. Robert Schuller, according to New Age leader Neil Donald Walsh, is the kind of man who can provide a bridge from the church to the New Age. So what we have here is the church being weaved into this whole New Age scenario, and we have a lot of overlapping language, and unfortunately men like Rick Warren are being very indiscriminate when they teach, for example, in his book The Purpose-Driven Life, Rick Warren, in laying out the scripture Ephesians 4:6, he says that God rules everything, is everywhere, and is in everything. He picked a Bible that said that God was in everything, which is very, very wrong. That, as you know, is pantheism. That is the bottom line in the New World religion. Both Alice Bailey and Benjamin Krem, who you know well, Stan, he is the John the Baptist for Maitreya, the Christ who says he's on earth waiting to come forward. And both of Bailey and Krem said that the New World religion is based on the idea that God is not only transcendent out there, but immanent within each person. And Schuller actually, in 2003, said, yes, God is alive, and he is in every single human being. And Schuller said, he's not only transcendent, he's immanent. And then Rick Warren, who went and actually graduated from Schuller's Institute years ago, and I think in my book, Deceived on Purpose, I've made a very good case on how many of Schuller's teachings Rick Warren has adopted. As a matter of fact, Rick Warren calls his peace plan God's dream for you and the world. God's dream is a term that goes way back to 1982 when Robert Schuller wrote his book, Self-Esteem, The New Reformation. Schuller uses that term, God's dream, throughout that book. And Schuller subtitled that book, The New Reformation. Well, Rick Warren's talking about how the church needs a new reformation. Oprah Winfrey's saying that Jesus Christ is a revolutionary, and Rick Warren is using the same term. In a conference that he did with Ken Blanchard, Ken Blanchard said that Rick Warren said, hey, let's start a revolution. There's all this overlapping language that's very dangerous. And I think those who want to defend Rick Warren, he's certainly laying out, you know, some nice things here and there, but his overlapping language is very, very confusing. And I think perhaps the most telltale sign of Rick Warren and a lot of the men that call themselves Christian leaders today is that they are doing almost nothing to warn about the things that are being pushed through Oprah Winfrey and on television and the whole philosophy that's being laid out. As a matter of fact, Rick Warren has been quoted as saying that the New Age is the most illogical, irrational thing, and he actually calls it a bunch of baloney. One of his apologists actually calls the New Age a bunch of silliness. Now, you know, A Course in Miracles with a false Christ being taught on Oprah and Friends, with Eckhart Tolle teaching these things on the Internet, Oprah said that several million people have downloaded their shows where we're all being told that we're all Christ and that we're all God. I would think that a few people like Rick Warren and some of these other men who are calling themselves Christian leaders would step up to the plate and start contending for the faith and warning about these things, but they're almost acting as if it's a non-event. One has to wonder if they're walking right into this trap that's been laid out for the church and for all of mankind.
Well, I always remember that. I've forgotten whether it was Dialogue with the Devil, C.S. Lewis, or Taylor Caldwell, but they were discussing the two devils, two to demons. And we're saying that once we can convince the public that we don't exist, at that time, we will have won.
That's exactly right.
And that's what they've done. They've convinced us they don't exist. The supernatural, the Luciferian movement, permeates every aspect of our society today. Unfortunately, it's working within our churches. It's working within our media. It's working within our great tax-exempt foundations. It is working at the highest level of our government. And of course, its purpose is to create a world government, a new world religion, and then, of course, enthrone a new world leader. It should be so obvious to people that this is the basis of America's foreign policy, and, of course, we're paying our taxes to use our military and our finances to bring about this world empire. It all ties in together so well. What everybody has missed is the fact that all of the major organizations which dominate our government today really are founded in the occult. And this is what people have missed. And the leaders that we have, so many of them are in the occult. And yet, of course, they'll talk about Christianity, they'll talk about patriotism, but of course they have a different agenda. So this movement permeates every aspect of our society. And now, of course, Oprah is doing everything she can to indoctrinate good people, Christians, who really trust her, because she says she believes in this spirituality, but she doesn't believe, of course, in the Bible or in the very wonderful promise that Christ gave us when he came to earth and died for our sins.
Yeah, the thing that Oprah does and a lot of the New Age teachers do is that they selectively take certain passages from Scripture. For instance, on the first program on the Internet that Oprah did with Eckhart Tolle, he took the scripture, consider the lilies of the field. And Jesus talked about that, obviously, and he quoted it. And the point that Jesus was making was that, you know, we are to take no thought for tomorrow because there is so much going on today, and that the word evil is actually used in that passage. But what Tolle did with that was he said that we are to contemplate and almost meditate on the flower as the essence of God, and he just kept it right there. What I find so interesting is that they'll use passages like that to prove that God is in everything, but on that same very page in my Bible, it warns about false prophets. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Unfortunately, we're being convinced these days by these New Age teachers that we're to go within ourselves, we are to shift from our ego, our deceived mind, and we're to go deeper within ourselves to find God, to find truth. And the irony is, Dr. Stan, they're saying to get out of the ego, but what's the ultimate ego trip? To believe that you're God.
And that's exactly the message that they're putting out. And certainly if you... Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Warren Smith.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Did you know there's a 3,000-year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better? Limumui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting Limumui, 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Warren Smith, and of course, he, having been in the New Age, understanding the Luciferian foundation of this movement, you know, is out trying to educate people what's going on and pointing out that Oprah Winfrey and so many of our so-called leaders in this country are pushing a new gospel, a different gospel, but of course, it's one that gets right back to the age-old concept that we are God, we are part of God, we are God. And we can imagine, those who remember the motion picture that was circulated on television with Shirley MacLaine as she stands on the beach shouting, I am God, I am God. If you read Rhonda Byrne's recent book, The Secret, and you can, it sold millions, and I don't know, last thing I heard, 5 to 7 million copies of this. And as you get to the end of the book, they tell you the secret. What is the secret? You are God. Or we have to recognize that you are God. Well, I mean, this is so ridiculous, Warren. Why? But it seems that it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is, if it's being pushed by people who are being pushed by Oprah Winfrey, an awful lot of people who live this lie.
Yeah, you know, I think what the New Age wants is for everybody to hold on to that image of Shirley MacLaine running down the beach shouting, I am God. I remember when that movie came out, most Christians kind of tittered and laughed and said, well, that's ridiculous. But it's gotten a lot more subtle. There's a new book by Deepak Chopra talking about the third Jesus, the mystical Jesus. And the subtitle is something like, you know, the Christ you can't ignore, the Jesus you can't ignore. In some ways, that's true. We as a church cannot ignore what's going on. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, lest Satan get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of the devil's schemes, of his schemes, of Satan's schemes. And unfortunately, we have become ignorant. It doesn't work to just kind of dismiss this with kind of a laugh or a sarcastic remark. We have to be able to take this opportunity where there are so many false teachings to educate people and to help them understand the truth. It's a great time to contend for the faith and to help have our friends, coworkers, family see that there's a real Jesus Christ who stands above all this deception saying, come unto me. And I know that Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I actually, when I was really high into the New Age movement and really involved in it, my wife and I had to deal with a sort of a malevolent presence that we didn't understand. All of our New Age teachings told us that darkness was just something that we projected from within ourselves, that if we went within ourselves and we saw that we were God and that we didn't have any fear, then we wouldn't be seeing anything like that out there. But nevertheless, this presence continued. And the bottom line is, people, you know, that have read my book know, I was in a bookstore in Hermosa Beach trying to figure out this presence that was sort of dogging particularly my wife. And I was in the New Age healing section of this bookstore, and I saw a book entitled The Beautiful Side of Evil by Johanna Michelson. Yes. I pulled the book down and started reading it, and her story was much like ours. She got involved with psychics, and she ended up down in Mexico working with a psychic healer, And I kept reading, and as I was reading this book, I was fascinated. And as I was reading it, a man who I had seen on the street before, sort of a homeless, mentally ill guy, came into the bookstore all the way back to where I was sitting on the floor reading and actually by this time taking notes. And he started screaming at me, "Are you going to buy that book? What are you doing with that book?" And I sort of held it to my chest, and I said to myself, "This is wild. Does evil know that I'm reading about it?" It was kind of like an initial understanding. Anyway, I've worked with homeless enough that I was able to help him move on and get out of the store. I went back, and I kept writing notes, and then she got into the most amazing discussion of how to deal with evil. And I wrote down her definitive answer. And the next day, when this presence was again upon us, I told my wife, I said, "Joy, let's go out." And we were down at her mom's for Christmas. This was way back in 1983. I said, "Let's go out in the backyard, and I want to try something different. Don't be scared." And addressing the presence, I said, "Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you to be gone. I forbid your presence here. I claim the blood of Jesus Christ upon us. Go to where Jesus sends you." And Stan, it was like, whoosh, it was gone. And Joy looked at me, and she said, "It's gone. What was that?" And I said, "I'm not entirely certain, but it has something to do with Jesus' victory on the cross over evil and over Satan." And I said, "We have to start reading the Bible." And the funny thing is that you'd think that with that understanding, we would have converted that night. It still took us a number of months studying A Course in Miracles, studying the Bible, and realizing that the Bible was exposing the Course in Miracles for what it was, a false teaching from a false Christ. And unfortunately, as pleasant and as nice and as many good things as Oprah does, she has become, as she teaches these things now, the chief false prophet of our time. You know, Stan, in Jeremiah 5th chapter, I think it's like the 30th verse, he says, speaking for God, "A wonderful and horrible thing is happening in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and my people love to have it so." A wonderful and horrible thing is happening. What does everybody say about Oprah? She's wonderful. This is a wonderful deception. The prophet Daniel said about Antichrist that he would destroy wonderfully. By peace, he would destroy many. Stan, I think this is all leading to a future crisis where we're all going to be told that we have to come together as one people. We have to get rid of divisive doctrines. We have to get rid of things like Jesus is the only way and his death on the cross was definitive. We will have to come to an understanding that we are all one and that we are all God. And as you, of all people, know, Dr. Stan, Barbara Marx Hubbard has said that those who do not accept their own divinity will be subject to a selection process, the very persecution that Jesus warned about in the Bible when he said that they will kill people thinking that they're doing God a service. Barbara Marx Hubbard was on the board of directors of Marianne Williamson's Global Renaissance Alliance that she formed with Neil Donald Walsh. Williamson, Hubbard, Walsh, Byrne, Chopra, they're all tied together. They're all, it's a relatively small number of people. It's like leaven, a little leaven. Leaven's the whole lump. But all you need is one spokesperson, one TV program like Oprah to out it all. It's amazing what has gone on her program through the years to publicize, to promote, and to make the new age almost the predominant point of view. When I was a kid, Dr. Stan...
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Friends and listeners, the funeral services for Michael Corbin will be held Thursday, March the 27th at 10 a.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church, 4377 Utica Street, just west of Tennyson. You can call 303-455-1664 for more information. Donations can be made to the Michael Corbin Memorial Fund at any First Bank branch.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
That a Republican, they provide the candidates on both sides, and behind that are these dark spiritual forces. Warren, do you have a parting thought for us?
I think just maybe two things. People tend to discount exactly what you're talking about, what we're talking about, that there's an evil, deceptive spirit world, and they have a deceptive spirit leader by the name of Satan. Jesus talked repeatedly about this. He was in the wilderness with this character, and he defeated him on the cross of Calvary. You cannot read the Bible and ignore this. But the most important thing is Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. And the name of the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not the Master Jesus of Eugene Peterson's The Message. It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen to that. And of course, Peterson is the, his version of the Bible is what Rick Warren refers to so frequently in his books, leading Christians away from the real Christ to the false Christ. Well, Warren, I'm going to let you go. God bless, and we'll look forward to having you with us again on our evening and afternoon program.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Well, this is the time when I really need to remind our listeners of Radio Liberty. My ministry is listener-supported, and if you're out there, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you can do that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America, our fought way of life, and our Christian beliefs are under attack today. And they're under attack from within our society by people like Rick Warren and Oprah Winfrey and Eugene Peterson and so many of Jack Canfield, the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. Understand, this is not imaginary, it's very real. Well, certainly we do carry Joanna Michelson's wonderful book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, and we have a four-tape set called The Supernatural with 2 hours of interviews with Joanna Michelson. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Probably the single best book on this whole subject was written by Constance Cumby called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. Unfortunately, the book is out of print. You may be able to pick up copies on the Internet, but we do have a great DVD with Constance where she talks about the emergence, planned for the new world leader. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set of my interviews with Constance where she goes into the whole background of her research and work and, of course, gives you in those interviews the material you'll find in in The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. You can get the four-tape or four-CD set by calling our ministry line. And, of course, you can get the book, The Emergence, at 1-800-544-8927. I could suggest another excellent DVD that we produced. It's called The Atlantis Connection. It's put forward. It's actually a talk that was given by Chris Pinto, who had put together several excellent DVDs on this subject of the secret mysteries of America's beginning and of course, the secret the riddles in stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital. But Chris Pinto's DVD that we produced is called The Atlantis Connection, and he goes into the ancient writings, the ancient beliefs, the fact that America was to become the new Atlantis was to lead other world into this new world order, the new world religion, the new world leader. That's the new Atlantis, and of course it's available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Understand, spiritual battle is upon us. We have to know who we worship. And of course, until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network.